The new pipeline will stretch beneath the Cape Fear River to connect Flemington to the same water treatment plant supplying Wilmington's water. Jim Fleckner, executive director of CFPUA, says the authority held the meeting to ensure people that a long-term plan is in place to bring Flemington reliable water.
We're not expecting a lot of backlash. We have a very good plan in place, and I think people see that. And it's just a matter of getting the pipe in the ground and getting the switched from groundwater to surface water.
Phil Sandlin, a retiree who's called Flemington home since 1957, says most of his neighbors rent rather than own homes, which could explain their lack of involvement in the process. Sandlin says he came to make sure the new pipeline wouldn't be costing his community money.
Now we've got to wait 2 years to get a water line put in, and the pollution's still moving out of the ash ponds. But hopefully we'll save some people's lives from not drinking any contaminated water or anything.
Officials say the project will take up to 2 years and that they'll hold another public meeting shortly before they begin construction. In the meantime, Fleckner says Duke will continue to monitor the well's safety. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.